Alan for the staff.
Jana? Okay, first off, let's find out.
We have
out
to call the meeting to order, folks.
Yeah, that's what I would like to do. So let's convene this meeting. It is 2:25 p.m. Central Standard Time. And this is the KPFT LSB MSRC Committee. This is the 24th of May. And I would like to call the roll and see who all is here. Teresa Allen?
Allen is present. Can you hear me?
Yes. Adriana Casanave?
Can you hear me? I'm here.
Yes. Thank you, Adriana. Bill Crozier?
Bill is here.
Okay. Linda Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Thank you, Robert Gartner. Okay, I'll come back to Robert. Wally Dame?
Here.
Dwayne Lark?
Present.
Mike Lewis? Okay, I'll come back to Mike. Marianne Martinez?
I'm here.
Okay, Marianne. Susie Moreno? Are you muted? Okay, I'll come back to Susie. Venetia Patel Adams?
I'm here.
Thank you, Venetia. Sandra, I'm here. Nancy Saibara Naratomi? Nancy, are you there?
Sandra, we are receiving, I received a text from Rita Washington and for Nancy Saibara Naratomi saying that they, when they called the number, they said that they are not allowed to be in this call.
Can you ask them to try rejoining again, because they are authorized to be on the call. Nobody has been blocked.
I will try.
Okay, thank you. Wendy Schrell? Wendy Schrell, are you muted? Okay, I'll come back to Wendy. Deb Shafto?
Here.
Thank you, Deb. Richard Uzel?
Here.
Sandy Weinman?
Present.
And Ted Weisgall?
Here.
So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We have quorum.
Patrick Waite is here. I'm sorry, I came in late. Sorry about that.
Patrick?
Rita Washington is here, Sandra.
Thank you, Rita.
Oh, okay.
And Patrick Waite? Okay. Thank you, Patrick. Okay, and then Lydia, I believe, is on the call.
Yes, I'm muted, but here.
Okay, thank you, Lydia. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I updated a draft agenda and completed the call to order. I would like to add, with everybody's consent, timekeepers for the agenda items and for the speaker. And I would suggest like a 30-second warning when we're almost out of time for the topic or the agenda item, and a 30-second warning for the speakers. Is everybody okay with a 90-second time frame for speakers for the time being?
I'm not.
Who is that, Ted?
And I wrote to you that this is a violation of Robert's Rules of Order to create time limits, and even the committee cannot do that. Only the local station board or the national board can establish time limits. We can have goals.
That's what they are. They're just a generalized time frame, that we can take, 5 minutes to call roll and 5 minutes for electing a pro tem chair and 5 minutes for electing a secretary.
Dwayne,
can we Can we agree
Duane
to go
Lark.
With that? Go ahead, Duane.
Lark. Yes, I believe Ted is reading the bylaws in such a way, I'm reading Robert Rules of Order in such a way as I believe Robert Rules apply that to debate, and we're not debating right now.
No, we're just trying to convene.
It would be restrictive if you said 30 minutes on this particular topic, but you're saying each speaker gets this amount, and we can have any number of rounds. So I don't necessarily agree with Ted's interpretation.
Well,
it would be
okay.
Like if you limit it to 30 minutes on this particular topic, but 90 minutes per person on the first round, second round, third round, I don't believe that.
I think you mean 90 seconds. Indiana? I was trying to give everybody who wants to have an opportunity to speak without, you know, going out of control. So, okay. So,
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. What I want to, we have all those minutes, but we are already half an hour late.
No.
20 minutes late. Oh, 15 minutes late. I'm sorry, because it was 2:15 and it's 2:30 now. What I'm saying is all the numbers, obviously, we can, we move around. And I want to know how you will address that. That's fine. I don't know. I'm asking. And something, the other thing that I want to tell you, and we discussed that in our first meeting, we can elect pro tem chair and pro tem secretary, but clearly, according to the KPSC standing and the special rules, after a few minutes meetings, we can select a chair. And two, like Ms. Rita Washington explained in the previous meeting, if they meant two, they would see the couple. When they say
okay.
A few,
okay, so
three. No, okay, no. Please.
Okay.
Please respect
me
and let me finish. Thank you. Don't over talk over me then. Thank you very much. Like I said.
Hey, Wendy's here. Sorry, I'm late.
Thank you, Wendy.
Okay.
Like I said before, we have a standing and a special rule. We can spend a lot of time discussing this, or we can select pro tem chair, pro tem secretary, and go from here. And I agree with Maria Martinez that shouldn't be things going around, and then people have some of us in the last minute. Madam Chair, or Sandra, you have the command. You can see the screen, the maestro screen, and you know exactly who is making the noises. Please, can you intervene or do what I ask and give this option to everybody in the committee like I'm doing with the finance committee? Everybody has the right to see who's playing with the remote and with the controls.
Okay, well, number one, I'm not sitting in front of my computer, so I'm not looking at who's making any noise. I would respectfully ask that if you're not speaking, that you put yourself on mute to help lessen the interference. Okay, so
are you committed to transparency and give the same option to everybody, and everybody can exercise or not the right?
I'm trying to do that, Adriana.
No. What I'm saying is,
we should do the concept.
For everybody in this committee, have the same option to see the maestro screen like you can do. If you're interested or not, it's your problem.
I'm sorry, but I do not know how to give that sort of access to everyone. Like I said, I'm not in front of the computer. I would have to investigate that further as to how everybody on the committee can look at the maestro screen. But for right now, we have quorum. I'd like to call this meeting to order. And the next item on the agenda, now that we have quorum, is to elect.
Wait a minute. Did you do roll call?
Yes.
Okay, well, Nancy's been on quite some time now, but I got on late because I couldn't get on. I don't remember when I got on.
Okay, so we've got you on, Nancy.
And also, you did not comment on what Adriana asked. We don't have to just be going and changing pro tem chairs each time. We can be doing work with, like, whoever's interested in being chair. Let them be the chair candidates. Let them do chairing. Then everybody can see how they do. And how, I mean, we've done that in the P&D committees as well.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Nancy. Okay, so right now.
And also, you need to make this straight so we don't have to worry about being garbled or being muted. This we don't need. We don't need these kind of silly games anymore. I mean, we need to get work done.
Nobody's
caring, and so you need to find out how to get it done. Ask Otis or ask somebody, because it's done. It's possible.
Are you finished?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. The next item on the agenda is an election of a pro tem chair. Are there any volunteers or any nominations for pro tem chair?
This is Nancy.
Alan for the stack.
Nancy, go ahead.
Yes, I nominate Rita Washington.
Okay, Nancy nominates Rita. Rita, do you accept?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other nominations for pro tem chair?
Alan for the stack.
Alan, go ahead.
Alan nominates Sandra Rawline.
Okay, thank you. I accept. Any other nominations?
Adriana.
Go ahead, Adriana.
I nominate Marianne Martinez.
Okay. All right. So we have three candidates for pro tem chair: Rita Washington, Marianne Martinez, and myself, Sandra Rollins.
You have two candidates, Sandra. I'm not accepting the nomination.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Dwayne Mark, request for information.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Sandra, did you not commit at the last meeting that you were going to poll individuals on this committee about what would be the best time? And then, of course, a few days later, you just
saved a time.
Is that correct?
No.
Did you commit?
No. I said I would like to do that. I didn't guarantee that I would.
Oh,
and because time.
Answer. I think everybody on this call heard you say you would poll. But if that's the way that you're going,
it was not on this call. It was on the governance call that followed immediately, and somebody asked how to go about setting the next meeting, and I had said that in previous incarnations of meetings that we could do doodle polls and that sort of thing, and that I was considering doing that, but I didn't say that I was definitely going to do that. And in the interest of the urgency of getting this committee up and running, I went ahead and selected this date and this time,
okay,
and I notified
everybody
well in advance.
I don't believe it. That's not what I heard. But if everybody else is fine with that, so on.
Okay, so
Alan for the stack.
Bill, request for information.
Adriana?
I think Bill and then Adriana and then Teresa.
Okay, thank you. Madam Chair, did Marianne Martinez accept the nomination?
Yeah, I accept it.
Okay. Okay, so I guess we need to vote.
Adriana.
I'm sorry, Adriana. Adriana, go ahead.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is, doesn't matter. We can go to the recording, and you see that you said that you will do this. You will ask the members, wasn't in governance, because governance committee select the next day by themselves during the meeting. This was, you told us that you will commit to ask us which one will be the best day. And you went there and you select one day, and then suddenly, a couple of hours before the meeting starts, you change it and change again the day. That is what happened. You can say whatever you want, but that is what happened.
It's
important that I show it.
Okay, well, I disagree. I appreciate your comment. Are you saying that you do not want to go and elect a pro tem chair at this time?
I know that my English is bad enough, Sandra, but I think that is not exactly what I said. If the members understood that was what I said, I think that I need to go to school again.
That's not
so
right.
I would respectfully disagree. I would like to hear from the members. I'll take a poll of these members on the call. Who would like to proceed with the agenda and vote for a pro tem chair at this time? Teresa Allen?
I'm ready to vote for pro tem.
Okay. Adriana?
I'm ready to vote for pro tem. That wasn't the discussion.
Okay. So was that a yes? You would like to vote for a pro tem chair?
Yes. The only thing that I'm doing is complaining about
Allen
your
for the stack.
Complaining,
for the stack.
Okay.
Point of order.
You're out of order. We're trying to vote on whether or not to proceed with the agenda and elect a pro tem chair. So your answer was yes, you would like to vote for a pro tem chair now? Okay. Bill Crozier?
Pass.
Okay, Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Okay, Robert Gartner? Wally James?
Yes.
Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Allen, Madam Chair, Allen for the stack.
We're in the middle of...
Point of information, Madam Chair, you need to repeat what they say, because with Gartner you didn't say anything, and he might have thought he might be on mute and thinks he's heard your vote.
So she spoke anyway.
Okay, so Robert Gartner, are you on the call? Okay. So Wally James said yes. Dwayne Lark? Dwayne, are you on mute? Okay. Mike Lewis?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Please, if you don't hear a vote, don't say okay. Say, I did not hear you, and then move on, because
okay.
He might think you heard him. Thank you.
Okay, so let's start again. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Teresa votes yes. Adriana Casanave. Adriana? Are you on mute, Adriana? I'll come back to Adriana. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Robert Gartner? Robert Gartner. Okay, I don't hear anything from Robert. I'll come back to him. Wally James?
Yes.
Dwayne Lark? Dwayne, are you on mute? Come back to Dwayne. Mike Lewis? Mike Lewis, are you on mute? I don't hear anything from Mike. I'll come back. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Okay. Susie Moreno? I'm sorry. Marianne votes yes. Susie Moreno? Susie, are you on mute? Hello, Susie, are you on mute? Hello? I'll come back to you, Susie. Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rowland votes yes. Nancy Sayabaram Naratomi?
Yes.
Thank you, Nancy. Nancy votes yes. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes, okay.
Yes. Wendy votes yes.
Deb Shafto votes yes.
Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Rita Washington? I'm sorry, Richard votes yes. Rita Washington?
Yes.
Rita votes yes. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Sandy Weinman votes yes. Ted Weisgall?
Yes.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3.
Patrick Quaid votes yes as well.
Patrick, I'm sorry, Patrick. Okay, and let's go back to Robert Gartner. Okay, nothing from Robert Gartner. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Okay. Mike Lewis? I'm sorry, Dwayne votes no. Mike Lewis? Okay, nothing from Mike. Marianne Martinez voted yes. Let's see, who else did we not have? I think that's everybody. So we've got one.
Did you call Susie Moreno?
Susie Moreno, are you on? Susie, are you on mute? Okay, I don't hear anything from Susie. Okay,
did
so we've
call
got one.
Adriana? Did you call Adriana? Because last time I didn't hear her voice at all.
Okay, she Adriana?
Did.
Adriana?
No.
Did you vote no?
I voted no.
Okay, Adriana votes no. Okay, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, voting yes. Okay, so the vote now is for Marianne Martinez as pro tem chair. Therese Allen, how do you vote?
Point of information, Madam Chair, so are you going to vote for her and then Alston and then for you? Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
I have one question before we begin this vote. If we vote for Marianne for pro tem, does that mean that we won't have the vote for permanent chair? Because that is still on the agenda, correct?
Well, that's going to be agenda approval will be next.
Okay.
So that will be up to the body.
Okay.
Richard Uzzell of the SEC.
Go ahead, Richard.
Why don't we just vote one time and people say your name or Marianne's name? Why
okay.
Go through it twice?
Good suggestion.
Yes.
Thank you, Richard. Okay, Teresa, how do you vote, Marianne or Sandra?
Alan says Sandra Rawline.
Adriana, how do you vote? Adriana? Adriana, are you on mute?
No, I pass.
Okay, you're not voting for either Marianne or myself?
No, ma'am.
Okay,
but
so
I said
Adriana,
pass, you need to come back. You need to come back to me.
I know I need to come
thank
back
you.
To you. Okay, thank you.
Yes,
Bill Crozier?
Bill abstains. I like them both.
Okay, Lyndon Foley?
Sandra.
Okay, Robert Gartner's not on the call. Wally Jane?
Sandra.
Okay, Dwayne Lark?
Marianne.
Hello?
Okay, yes. Who is that?
This is Susie.
Hi, Susie. Okay, we're voting as to whether or not you would like to have Marianne or myself as the pro tem chair.
Marianne or who?
Or myself, Sandra.
Okay. Did they speak? I'm sorry, I'm
no.
late. I got caught up on
no.
a long time.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, there was no candidate statement at all.
Oh, my goodness. Am I the last one to vote? Can I pass for a bit?
You can pass. You can pass.
Okay.
I'll put you down at the pass. Okay.
Gardner present.
Oh, Robert, thank you. Robert, we are currently voting on pro tem chair. Your choices are Marianne Martinez or myself.
Okay, is this Sandra?
Yes, this is Sandra.
I'll vote for Marianne.
Okay. Okay, so Robert Gartner.
Nancy, about this vote, I have a question.
Hold on. Can I put my vote in real fast? Because I have to go make an emergency call. This is Patel Adams.
Okay, Venetia.
I vote for Marianne Martinez.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you.
Nancy has a question about this vote.
This is not the time for questions. We are voting right now.
If it concerns a vote, you have to take it. My question is, can we have a short, like maybe 1 minute, a statement from the candidates, why they want to be chair?
This is for pro tem.
This is usually done before we vote.
This is for pro tem chair, and no,
yeah,
we're not taking statements.
The whole thing is a waste of time.
No, I don't think so. If they're good, then we won't.
Well,
we'll have the
it's
next
just
a,
who's
going to
run
really
the
meeting
for the next
point of order
today.
Well, since we've seen Sandra do it, well, just vote for Marianne and give her a chance, and let's expedite.
Point of order. Go ahead. Who had the point of order? Okay, so let's see. We were at Venetia Patel Adams. She voted for Marianne. Next up is Marianne Martinez.
Well, you know, I am a little confused about this because I thought we were voting for the chair.
We're voting for the pro tem chair.
Why are we voting for a pro tem chair if we already have a pro tem chair?
We don't.
She's the convener.
Oh, the convener. I gotcha. And you know, I am a little confused because I really don't know what the pro tem chair does.
The pro tem chair takes over the meeting and runs the rest of the meeting.
Sandra.
Okay. Marianne Martinez votes for Sandra. Sandra will vote for Sandra.
How do we know?
Nancy, how do you vote? Nancy, are you on mute?
No, I'm not on mute. I just did not hear any. So does Marianne refuse to be a candidate for pro tem chair? I mean, what's going on here?
She accepted the nomination for pro tem chair,
like it.
And then she voted for me.
Which was a waste of time.
You know
what? Point of order.
We don't need any in the middle of a vote. I'm calling for orders of the day, folks. We don't need any back and forth. Okay, so Nancy, how do you vote? Do you vote for Marianne or for Sandra?
I think Marianne will be much more fair than you.
Okay, please refrain from commenting when you vote. Just say whatever person you're voting for. Okay, so Nancy votes for Marianne. Wendy?
Sandra. I objected the whole thing.
Wendy votes for Sandra. Deb Shafto?
Sandra.
Deb votes for Sandra. Richard Uzel?
Pass.
Richard Uzel passes. Rita Washington. I'm sorry, Rita, I couldn't hear you.
Washington passes.
Okay, Rita passes. Okay, Sandy Weinman.
Sandra, thank you.
Sandy votes for Sandra. Ted Weisgall.
Sandra.
Ted votes for Sandra. And Adriana, you passed. How do you wish to vote?
I abstain, obviously.
Okay. Point of order. No. Point of order, Madam.
We are wasting time. Why TSF?
Okay. Susie, you passed. How do you vote?
Marianne.
Did Susie say Marianne?
Yes, but I wish I could have, I mean, I wish we could have had a statement. Don't we always have a statement?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
This is for pro tem chair.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Any of these extra comments are out of order.
Well, you
I agree. I would respectfully ask the body that during a vote, you either vote yes, a person's name, abstain, or pass without any other commentary. Let's show
so
a little respect for the process.
So you object to a question about a vote during a vote. Is that true?
Yes, that is correct.
Point of information, Susie
voted for Marianne.
Yes, can I say something? I don't really appreciate whoever came on and was complaining about my. I know I'm always on time. I was running late, and I just wanted to know and was saying that don't we always, there was nothing to add to that, more or less. So I don't really appreciate somebody complaining about that. And don't want to be treated like a kid either.
Okay, next up is Richard Uzel.
Abstain.
Abstains, okay. And Rita Washington passed.
Did Patrick vote?
No, Patrick
was the standard.
Okay, Patrick was the standard. Okay, and then Rita, you passed. Do you wish to vote?
No, I'm abstaining.
Okay, Rita abstains. Okay, so at this point I have for Marianne, we have...
I didn't change my vote, Sandra.
I'm sorry?
It's just because I don't want to change my vote to abstain. I'm not sure why Marianne Martinez ran if she didn't want to be chair.
Okay, so you abstained. Okay, so
I didn't understand what we were doing.
Okay. Sorry. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 votes for Marianne. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for Sandra. And 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. Oh, Patrick. Yeah, Patrick voted yes. Okay, so we've got, that's only 16 members. Let me try that again.
We have 5 abstentions, Madam Chair.
Let's see, Adriana abstains, Bill abstains, Richard abstained, Venetia abstained, I'm sorry,
and Rita abstained.
So I'm sorry, that's 5 abstentions, okay.
And Bill Crozier abstained.
I got Bill Crozier. I have Adriana, Bill, Richard, Venetia, and Rita all abstained.
The vote for Dwayne Lumpke passed.
Oh, I thought Dwayne voted for Marianne.
I did. Until
okay.
I didn't know she was one.
Point of order. Oh. Go ahead with the point of order, Wendy.
Is it close? I'm sorry. I stepped off for a second.
No.
Okay. So can we move on?
So. The vote is 8.
I'm sorry. Not
8 for Sandra, 4 for Marianne, and 5 abstentions. Okay, so that makes me the pro tem chair. So next up is pro tem secretary. Who would like to serve as the pro tem secretary?
Hold on, Madam Chair. I have a question. How many members are there? 19?
There's 19.
There's 19
members, but it appears that Mike Lewis is not on the call.
Mike Lewis is working.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So next up on I'm
what
sorry.
What was the final vote, please, Madam Chair?
The final vote was 8 for Sandra, 4 for Mary Ann, and 5 abstentions.
So is 17 people on the call?
I counted 18.
But that doesn't equal 18.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sandy also abstained. That makes 6 abstentions.
Who was the other one that
abstained? Sandy voted for Sandra, Bill.
Sandra voted for Sandra. Okay. Never mind.
I think you had 9, 5 abstentions, and 4 for Mary Ann.
That is correct. Would you like for me to read it again just to clarify? Alan for
yes.
the stack.
I have it, Madam Chair.
Alan for the stack. Yes. Okay, just a minute, Teresa. Everybody count along with me. The votes for Mary Ann are Dwayne Lark, Susie Moreno, Nancy Sayabara Naratomi, and Dwayne, Susie, Gartner, Nancy, and Bob Gartner.
Oh, Bob.
Okay, and the abstentions are Adriana, Bill, Richard, Rita, and Venetia. And for Sandra are Teresa, Lyndon, Wally, Wendy, Deb, Mary Ann, and Sandra, and Sandy, and Pat. Patrick.
Shrell.
Okay.
She said Wendy.
Next item on the agenda is election of pro tem secretary. Is there anybody interested in serving as a pro tem secretary?
Alan for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I nominate Bill Crozier.
Bill, do you accept?
If nobody else will do it. But
point of information, Adriana.
Go ahead, Adriana.
I have a question. Can you ask people to control the noise?
Please, everyone, if
people
you're
that
not,
are not talking, please.
Okay, Adriana. If you are not speaking,
okay.
Please mute to help control the noise level, okay?
I'm sorry? What?
I just asked, if you're not speaking, could you please mute to help control the noise level?
Yes.
Okay.
And what I'm asking, we are asking for a pro tem secretary. We don't have the minutes of the past meeting.
We're going to get to that.
I'm sorry. May I finish without you interrupting me?
Go ahead.
Thank you. What I'm saying is, we vote when we vote somebody. We want in the next meeting again the noises. Can you see if we have all of us access to Maestro that this will not happen because we will know who is the person that made the noise. Okay. What I'm saying again is the people that is vote pro tem, whatever, secretary, we need the minutes. And we don't have it. You said that we have it or not. I don't care. The minutes need to be before the meeting because we cannot be in the meeting and reading the minutes of the previous one.
2 weeks ago, they were posted on KPFTX, and an email was sent to everyone on this call that the minutes were posted on KPFTX. They were
attached
2 weeks ago. They were also attached.
2 weeks ago, you post a minute without we looking at the minutes?
2 weeks ago, I posted the minutes from the previous meeting. They were posted on KPFTX, and they were attached to the email that was sent to everybody on this call. So there's no reason for anybody to not have the minutes.
I'm sorry, Sandra, but it's customary that we have the option to look at the meeting, the minutes, and in the next meeting, produce if we have any corrections. What you are doing, who
Adriana, I'm going to call you out of order. You are off topic here. The next item on the agenda is to elect a pro tem chair. The only person that has been nominated...
Secretary, pro tem secretary.
I'm sorry, pro tem secretary. The only person that has been nominated has been Bill Crozier. He's agreed to do so if nobody else wants to do so. So, hearing no other nominations, Bill,
This is Ted. I will nominate myself.
Okay, Ted. Okay, so Ted and Bill. Bill, did you want to withdraw now that somebody else has volunteered?
No, I'll go ahead and stay in.
Okay. So now we need to vote. And when we go to the vote, we're not asking questions and we're not making comments. You either say Ted or you say Bill, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, let's start with.
Request for information.
Go ahead, Ted.
Who are the voting members of this committee?
The voting members of this committee are Teresa Allen, Adriana Casanave, Bill Crozier, Lyndon Foley, Robert Gartner, Wally James, Duane Lark, Mike Lewis, Marianne Martinez, Susie Moreno, Venetia Patel Adams, Sandra Rollin, Nancy Saibara Narotomi, Wendy Schrell, Deb Shafto, Richard Uzel, Rita Washington, Sandy Weinman, and Ted Weisgall.
Patrick Court.
And Patrick Court.
Patrick Court.
And Patrick Hoyt. Okay? So, let's start. Teresa, how do you vote? Teresa?
Yeah, I was on mute. Bill Crozier.
Okay, Teresa votes for Bill. Adriana, how do you vote? Adriana passes. Okay, Bill Crozier, how do you vote?
I'll vote for myself.
Bill votes for Bill. Lyndon Foley, how do you vote?
Bill.
Lyndon Foley votes for Bill. Robert Gartner, how do you vote?
Vote for Ted.
Robert Gartner votes for Ted. Okay. Wally James, how do you vote?
Bill.
Wally James votes for Bill. Duane Lark, how do you vote?
I'll vote for Ted.
Duane Lark votes for Ted. Mike Lewis is not on the call. Marianne Martinez, how do you vote?
Bill.
Marianne Martinez votes for Bill. Susie Moreno, how do you vote?
Ted.
Susie Moreno votes for Ted. Venetia Patel Adams, how do you vote?
Ted.
Venetia Patel Adams votes for Ted. Sandra Rollin votes for Bill. Nancy Saibara Narotomi, how do you vote?
Ted.
Nancy votes for Ted. Okay. Wendy Schrell, how do you vote?
I'll vote for Crozier.
Wendy votes for Bill. Deb Shafto, how do you vote?
Bill Crozier.
Deb votes for Bill. Richard Uzel, how do you vote?
Bill.
Richard Uzel votes for Bill. Rita Washington, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Rita abstains. To Sandy Weinman, how do you vote?
For Bill, thank you.
Sandy votes for Bill. And Ted Weisgall, how do you vote?
I vote for myself.
Ted votes for Ted. And Patrick Hoyt, how do you vote?
For Bill.
Okay, so we have Adriana abstaining, or no, Adriana, you passed.
No.
I
vote for Ted.
Okay, Adriana votes for Ted. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 votes for Ted. We have one abstention. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 votes for Bill. So Bill is the pro tem secretary.
I think that was 11.
Let me count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
You have Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick voted for Bill. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10.
It's 11.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, 11 for Bill, 7 for Ted, and 1 abstention. Okay, so Bill, thank you. You are now our pro tem secretary. Okay, next
I request for information.
Okay.
Go ahead, Duane.
I want the date that you said you sent simultaneously, the minutes for the last meeting, and posting them on KPTFX. What date was that? Because
that
I'm looking
two,
and I don't see it.
That was 2 weeks ago today.
No. Well, let me look at the calendar again since you don't have the date. Go ahead. I'm looking for them. I'll refer
May
back.
She said she's in the 10th.
Next item is the agenda approval.
Point of information.
I'm sorry?
Sandra, point of information.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I went to the calendar, to the archive, and I have here KPSC Management Selection Review Committee, Sunday, May 3rd, 2020, and what is posted there is only the audio. It's not minutes posting here.
Go to today's date, the 24th, and you will see the agenda and the minutes that are posted.
That's not what I'm asking, Sandra. You said that was posted at KPFT.
It was posted on KPFTX 2 weeks ago today. An email was sent.
It's not here. The minutes that are posted from are the minutes from May the 3rd, not May the 10th.
There was no meeting on May the 10th.
May 3rd.
Alan for the stack. I'm calling everybody out of order. We are not talking about minutes right now. We're talking about the agenda. The agenda was posted.
Well, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but the fact is you've made a statement. I am looking at the record, and there are no minutes posted on the 10th. So that's two things you've said that you've done or you will do and you haven't done. So
Alan for the stack.
The
minutes were not posted on the 10th on the calendar. They were posted on the 24th, but they were posted on the 10th, 2 weeks ago today.
Alan for the stack. Alan for the stack.
Alan can't talk over me. You said you simultaneously sent them to the members and you posted them. So customarily, and I think you know this, that you send it to the members of the committee so we can review them if we have any
changes. They were sent on the 10th.
They were not sent on the 10th because I'm looking at my record, and there is no. And if any other two members can find them, then I will be satisfied. But I've looked, and I'm looking right now, and there is no record from anything from you. And Mary Ann sent a record on the 11th for the governance committee, but there's nothing from you.
Alan for the stack. Go ahead, Teresa. Okay. I have just found those minutes. They were sent out on the 10th of May, and they were sent, I believe, to the whole LSB, and they included a draft agenda for today, and they included the draft minutes.
Todd, I'm to the stack.
As attachments. Those were attachments.
Well, resend it. Teresa,
I just did. I sent them to LSB at kpft.org.
All right, I'm looking.
And Madam Chair, I would think that it would be appropriate that if you have draft minutes, that you could put them on that. Like if you have minutes from the previous meeting, that you could put them on today's meeting so people could read the draft minutes when they read the agenda. And I find it obstructive for people to be nitpicking like this.
Thank you. You like to call it obstruction, but you always call out.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Please, let's show a little respect for the process.
About everybody else obstructing, but if
Lyndon for the stack.
Lyndon, you're
stack.
Recognized.
No, yes, hold on. I was first. I was first.
Okay. Yes, you were.
Go ahead, Mr. Patel.
I also did not get the email on May 10th, and I see Mary Ann's email on the 11th. There's nothing from you.
Okay, the email was sent to the entire LSB on the 10th with the agenda and the minutes attached. I don't know why you did not receive them. It appears that many other people did. Okay, so Lyndon, it's your turn now.
Actually, it seems like only Teresa Allen did.
If you'd let me talk, Ms. Patel, I also received...
Well, I was responding to the chair.
And you're interrupting me, and I will email this out. I will forward this to the entire LSB. And I think that somebody on one of the members owes the pro tem chair an apology for the accusations.
I didn't get an email. I can send y'all a screenshot.
You know, I'm going to say this. I don't know why you did not get the email that was sent to the entire LSB. It appears that you're getting all the other information, and you obviously got the information about this meeting, or you wouldn't be on the call. And all of that information was included with the minutes and the draft agenda. So
well, perhaps
you
could
got
check
it
on
from
that,
somewhere.
Madam
I don't know where you got it, but
I got the email. I got the email for this meeting from the automated emails that come from KPFTX. I have not gotten anything from you. I've gotten emails from you, but I did not get a...
Did you go to KPFTX and look at the... Did you look at the agenda and the minutes that were posted for today's meeting?
No, I got an email from KPFTX.
Okay, but
like
did
yesterday.
You go and look at KPFTX, yes or no?
No,
I mean,
I didn't, but
that
my point is, you did it.
Customary... That if you
That's
get a notification about
I,
a meeting,
I really don't. Hey, hold on. I really do not appreciate
the information.
I don't appreciate you questioning my common sense. First of all, I'm like half your age, so don't do that. It looks really bad on you.
Oh my God.
Second of all, well, the conversation right now is about the email on the May 10th, and I did not receive that email. I'm confirming as Dwayne didn't get it. I'm letting y'all know I also didn't get it.
Okay, I don't know why you and Dwayne didn't get it. It appears everybody else did because Ted responded to it. Go ahead, Marianne.
And Wendy, what happened to me a few times is that some of the messages from KPFT from the different committees were going into my spam. So I would, you know, suggest that maybe you guys might want to check your spam box, because that's where a lot of my stuff was going. So when I would go to spam, I would find some of those old messages, and that's where they were. And maybe that's where your stuff is. I don't know. Just
thank you, Marianne. Does anybody else want to state whether or not they received the email on the 10th?
I do.
Adriana,
yes or no?
What I can see, I went there. Like I said, wasn't posted. I didn't receive that email, but what I can see now, I think that Lyndon and Teresa are sending something now that I'm receiving. And what I see here is nothing. First of all, obviously, even my last name is misspelled. But, and obviously, if I receive it, I will correct that. And what I see here, they are not minutes. What I see here is if you write it that report, agenda approved, previous MSRC chair, report, vote 11 to 7. I don't know what that means. Then said rolling election. Chair pro tem, the numbers, and Maria Martinez nominated, but Teresa Allen to serve amendments as chair.
It's out of order.
Those are the minutes?
Thank you.
Because that doesn't reflect what really happened.
Okay, well, you can vote not to approve those minutes if you so choose.
No, but what I'm saying, why don't you send it like it's customary to all of us, then we know what we are talking about and can make the corrections. These are not even minutes.
Like I said, it was sent, and this discussion is non-productive.
Yes.
The item on the agenda right now is to approve or not the minutes. So.
Patel Adams, do you have that?
I'm on the sec too.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Okay. This is a little bit dilatory and a lot not, because I think that when we get back to LSV, I'm going to really lobby hard for board training for this group. We used to have it all the time, and I haven't seen it in the last many years. And everybody would know that it's a board member's responsibility to come to a meeting with the minutes already read and prepared and ready to go. If you can't get them in time, I mean, if you didn't get them, you should be looking for them before the meeting even happens. So just please, you know, we've got to move. I really want to move to adjourn, because this has been going for an hour already and we haven't gotten anything done, and it's pretty obviously being twisted that way on purpose. So I would just move we adjourn, because it's a beautiful Sunday afternoon where I am. I don't know what it's like in Houston, but I think we could get more done if we weren't doing this. Today it's a pledge drive. Our station is failing miserably, and we need to be out there raising money, not doing this bullshit on phone.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
Bill for the stack.
Bill, so I think Vanessa was next.
Thank you. I think that last comment was debilitating. So to stay on topic, we're talking about the agenda. And I, by the way, I did not get the email in my spam. I just checked. But I'm looking at the agenda, and I don't think we should. I'm just encouraging other members, if you haven't looked at it yet, look at it. I don't think we should vote to approve it. It's not an agenda. It's not a minutes. I'm sorry. It's like, it looks like an agenda. It's not minutes. So I just encourage everyone to vote not to approve.
So we had a motion to adjourn. And I would like to hear comments on that. Anybody want to comment on that?
No, I don't think we should adjourn. Part of the problem why we're not sorry, Marianne for the staff, I guess.
Okay, Marianne,
we're not making any progress because we don't have a permanent chair, and we need to get that permanent chair elected so that we can move on with doing what we have to do for the betterment of the radio station, which means that we have to get organized. You know, we have to get a manager, a permanent manager, whoever that may be, and we need to get some order going. So I would suggest that we just keep going until we get, we only have a couple more things to do, and I think we move on to go ahead and elect a permanent chair of this committee.
Adriana, por destacar.
Okay, so with that comment, I would like to hear from the body.
Adriana, as for the floor, you cannot hear me neither, Madam Chair.
I have a point of order.
Alan was
first.
When everybody talks at once, I can't hear. So I believe that
Adriana asked for the floor.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Patel Adams has a point of order. May I go first?
Can you let Adriana speak first?
I think point of orders go first.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I think we're getting off track. We're talking about the agenda right now, and yeah, let's move forward. So can we keep talking about the agenda? And if someone has, I spoke, against approving it, maybe we can have someone speak for and then move on to vote.
Okay, Adriana, and then Richard.
Okay, Madam Chair, what I'm saying, I keep going again. We are talking about agenda. And the agenda, we cannot, before even the minutes, is approval of the agenda. And in approval of the agenda, we have moved to elect chair and permanent chair and permanent secretary, and we cannot, according to our standing and special rules. Why are we wasting this time? I agree with all of you, we should move forward. We don't need to go to something illegal. We have the executive director in this call trying to guide us to go ahead. Why to put elected chair and elected secretary that is not legal there just to produce problems? Why don't we take that off the agenda and go straight and listen if somebody wants to give us any suggestion how to move forward in the work that we need to be done? And I agree with all of you. We need to look. We need to start the search for a permanent GM. And we cannot do it if you keep putting their politics and trying to run through.
This
you
is
Alan
what
for the staff.
Pro Tem Chair. Go ahead, my pro Tem Chair.
Alan for the staff.
For Tuesday. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is
I was on the stack earlier, remember?